Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Maybe I am, Mr. Waymo. I'm willing. Hey, Waymo, if you need someone to do the spots, I'm here. And I'll hop on in. So Waymo is owned by Alphabet. I've never been crazy about the Alphabet name.
No, do better. Just stick with Google. That's fine.
Google is fine. Says a mixed fleet of our Jaguar, I-Pace, and Zeekr RT vehicles will hit the streets starting Thursday morning in its efforts to lay the groundwork for full service in Minnesota's largest city. That is Golden. Nope. That's that's Minneapolis. To prepare for Minnesota's winter weather, this is from Alphabet, Google, whatever. We made great strides in our efforts to operate in heavier snow. Seems like that might be a good idea
it's
if you're coming
plan.
Up here.
Yeah. You know? Get the chains on the tires, Waymo. Let's go.
Among the folks who are pleased about this, Representative John Kosnick, we support proven, safe, and reliable options to our transit network that directly support our goals of modernizing our infrastructure while creating a cleaner, more efficient transportation system. I would guess I have talked to friends, about 15 people have done it, and we've talked about it before on the air. We've had a bunch of texts from people who have done it. Probably the most famous, our guy Provis. Mm-hmm. Remember we had Provis last year when he was in Arizona?
Yeah.
And did it?
Carter's done it.
We hoped that one crashed. I mean, no bodily harm.
Yeah, don't flip
harm.
It over or
I mean,
anything.
No, but like a ditch.
Yeah, shake them up a little, I guess.
But a ditch you can't get out of for a couple hours.
That would be preferable.
We will get to his ludicrous, nonsensical Christmas-like policy later. He's becoming to Russia. Because he's been on team wait till December. And now, all of a sudden, switcheroo today.
Which way the wind blows.
Whatever the way the wind blows, the guy. We hope his Waymo blows in a ditch. I mean, maybe a couple days. A couple days he's in there. Dave Harrigan, Waymo pulls up outside the station right here. The vehicle looks at this building and goes, disgusting. Okay? And offers us to be in the vehicle as it maps out the city of Minneapolis, downtown Minneapolis, north Minneapolis, south Minneapolis, you name it. You're in one vehicle and I'm in another. Are you willing and able to accept the assignment?
I think not. There's certain...
Get over it. Let's go.
First of all, you talked about the heavy snow issue, figuring that out. If it's snowing, no way.
Well, hello.
Absolutely no way.
Who is that that we were playing for a while again? Hello. It's not snowing today.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Okay, specifically today, the snow is not an issue. If it's at any
so
point
are you
snowing,
are you in? Are you in today?
Where are we going?
You don't know.
No.
It's going to be a 45-minute ride throughout Minneapolis.
No. If Waymo's taking me maybe to the other side of downtown, if we're talking a 5-minute ride. Maybe.
I mean, horse and buggy? Would you like that back?
That sounds nice.
I mean, how about a tent, not a house?
Well, no, I can't travel in a tent. That's ridiculous.
You're still out.
I'm still out. I'm going to wait till they can prove to me that they know Minneapolis.
Is that 100 years from now?
They've mapped up the city. We've got everything right. We've outlined where all the bike lanes are and the bus-only lanes.
We got a lot of those.
We're going to figure those out.
If Waymo
can take care of that, then maybe you'll get me. But at this point, if it's any more than a few blocks, no, I'm not trusting Waymo.
I'm in 100% today. 100% today.
What if there's weather?
I need some other people to go first.
See, you coward.
I'm astute. That's why Carter's in the ditch, because he went in the snow. I am still dubious how it's going to handle not just itself in the black ice, the snow, but the other moronic behavior mm-hmm. that other people are involved in, and there's just more elements of that when, you know, whether the snow is coming down or we've had so many inches of snow that the roads are icing slick and you have to adjust really quickly.
Yeah.
But you're a chicken all the time. I'm just caught.
I didn't say all the time. If I'm going five blocks, sure, Waymo, pick me up.
Oh, great. What are you
drive slow.
You're going to work up to 5 miles an hour?
We're getting there.
Okay. Let's pause right here. I want calls and texts. A day like today, no precipitation, very dull out. You know, today is like the turkey of the Thanksgiving meal.
Just, the white meat.
Though just dull. It's fine. I mean, maybe this weekend when it's sunny and 50, now we're getting to Philly.
Yeah.
If it gets to 70, we're getting to the pecan pie.
There's your gravy.
And we're getting to the gravy and the ramaki. Okay.
Oh, get out of here.
I'm going to bring. Well, you're taking like the next 2 months off, so I won't be able to see you.
No.
I'm devastated. Are you willing to drive into Waymo on a day like this? And what about in the heart of winter? Phone calls are allowed. Vic, they're encouraged. 651-461-9226. The texts work also. 651-461-9226. You know what else is encouraged? Your health and staying fit. And you know what I've been derelict in doing the last couple days? I will be fully honest. I have not been stretching as much as I should. But guess where I'm going tomorrow? I'm going to Stretch Lab tomorrow. Now, that's not enough. Now, I'm going to extol the skills of the flexologists at Stretch Lab in 10 seconds here. But keep eating right, drinking the water, and stretching home. But have a place like Stretch Lab. There's a dozen plus locations in the metro area. Go there. These flexologists are trained for months and months. By the way, if they're not up to standard, boom, they're out of there. And see how much better you're going to feel. The key to feeling good right now or when you get a little bit older is that flexibility, that pliability, that elasticity. And you could be someone who's 16 and an athlete. You could be somebody 66, probably can lose a couple pounds, sits on the couch a lot. They are going to help you. They have the technology to evaluate you. Get that first 50-minute session. Don't wait. StretchLab.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's been a while since we chatted with Andy Mannix. If he's not the best, he's one of the best investigative reporters this state has. And his look at individuals at a church and the grotesque, vile indefensible abuse of a number of individuals is horrifying as you read it. And it is a must read. And it again and again, it matters to these individuals, but it's the same storyline. It's looking away, never going to the police, acting like you didn't know what you had to do. It's awful.
It's actively hiding it in some cases.
Yes. But acting in some ways in interviews, what was I supposed to do? You're a lying bleep. You know what to do. When any adult is abusing a child, you step forward, including someone of faith who you're trusting at the highest level to be a guider of core principles of your life and of, oh, what a novel concept, maybe your child. So we'll get to Andy at 105. We're talking about Waymo announcing their driverless taxi fleet is coming to Minneapolis. You in or you out? Among the techs, I'll absolutely test that one time, but for people working, I'll stick to the people. Yes, it will be great for elders' mobility. I do every time my wife drives. Well, you've said it many times, Dave. Giving women a driver's license is one of the greatest mistakes in our country's history, right?
Yeah, I mean, the right to vote is bad enough, but no.
Yeah.
Completely kidding.
Really?
Mostly.
Yeah. I take Waymo and Phoenix. I don't give it a second thought. In good weather, I won't give it a second thought.
We had a caller off air who specifically spoke about Phoenix and how the Waymos are everywhere. It's the most popular vehicle you
yes.
see out there.
Yeah. Listen, you don't like talking that much. Now you got somebody that nobody's there.
Oh, I had a chatter cutting my hair a couple days ago. The worst.
You get your hair cut a lot for having very little hair.
That's because I don't like to have much hair.
Let's grow it out one time.
Absolutely
and see it
not.
Out.
No.
Come on.
No, it's terrible.
I don't
one
believe
month,
that.
That's all I give it.
I might drive in a driverless car with an extra seatbelt and a helmet. Lots of texts. I mean, yes, until there's ice in the road and it's driving 60 miles an hour, can't stop across. That's a bit of my concern, too, in the winter. They're using Jaguars. That seems a little risky. Now, I can take that joke a couple ways. That they're using the animal, that seems a little risky. Or I kind of think of the Jags as really nice car.
That's a big investment to get dinged up in a snowstorm.
Yeah. I guess we're profiling the Jaguar vehicle.
No, they're not cheap. We know that.
Yeah, well.
But, I mean, the animals probably aren't cheap either.
No. It can't be any worse than the other drivers out there today, including my wife, a second wife
wow.
cheap shot.
Is Rodney sending us a text from the great beyond?
Nope. Other people can, not me, not interested at all. Why? There's so many things in life that have now become commonplace where you would have said, nope, never doing that. And then at some point it becomes just, did I really say that?
Mm-hmm.
I think we're headed for this way. More Phoenix folks, all in on the Waymo. I'm a no way, but wait for driverless semi-trucks. Let's see. Tried Waymo once in Phoenix. It's fabulous. Works fantastic. I'd have to be drunk to get one of those. Well, it's a hell of a lot better option than getting behind the wheel yeah. yourself.
We highly recommend it in that case.
How far ahead, Dave Harrigan, are we talking before it's commonplace in major cities across America?
For the Waymos specifically?
Any driverless vehicles.
Oh, I don't think we're that far away.
Yeah.
I mean, the Waymos have taken over the West Coast. We're now pushing them into the Midwest.
Right.
They're coming, and eventually we'll be buying them for our own personal vehicles.
That's what
Absolutely.
I was going to say. How confident would you feel right now? You're now sitting in the driver's seat, but you hit the button on your car, and you can step in, but you're not driving. Would you, today, would you feel comfortable with that?
Much more today than if it's raining or snowing.
Okay. Would you feel more comfortable in that scenario than if you're in the back seat? Got to be yes, right? Where then you can step in if something bad.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Andy Mannix on this, another horrifying story and great reporting, working with ProPublica on this one. We've had a lot of guests on from ProPublica over the years, right? They're very, very good. So check out Andy's excellent work. He's going to come up a little past 105. Up now, CBS and our friend Susie Jones here on CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.